Hey everyone, welcome to a new Stigmas and Open Wounds journal. I'm Tracy.
I'm Eric.
All right.
So that was a long pause.
Yeah, well, I thought that I had something that I wanted to say before I got into our actual meat of the journal.
Uh-oh.
But I don't remember, It doesn't really matter. So, whatever.
But what is the meat of the journal today?
We're going to talk about things we're looking forward to on our Florida trip, which is coming up in only a few days.
Yay. 2 days, to be exact. Yep. And so now, I don't know this, but I bet you Tracy does. How many years have we been, for those that don't know, how many years have we been going to Florida?
So we've been married for 13. So that would mean we got to take one away because the first year was our honeymoon.
So 12 years.
So then 12.
Oh, that's pretty crazy. But yeah. We did miss COVID year. Don't forget about that.
Oh, okay. So you're right. Then 11.
So, but anyways.
So, yeah.
So I guess let's start with what's your favorite thing about Florida?
Well, this is really hard. Honestly, right now, I'm just looking forward to getting into a little bit warmer weather and hopefully more stable weather so I can maybe not be in pain for more days than not. But I would say on our vacations, my favorite thing, I think, is probably our beach walks, like our night beach walks.
I would say any walk, but yeah, yeah,
probably the beach, any walk.
The beach walks are probably the most memorable, but just about any of our walks, because it's just down there, it's just fun to go and walk.
Right. And especially because we haven't really been able to walk for how many months. So that's going to be our first real walk. I mean, I think there was a nice path for I don't know, maybe a couple weeks ago that we went out for a walk a couple nights. But other than that, we really haven't been able to go on a real walk. And even then, we were kind of bundled up. So that'll be our first real walk that'll just be enjoyable. And I'm not talking, again, like the hikes that we go to, because this is again, just something different, just our lackadaisical
right
thing. So
they're like street walks. And
yeah, street like walks just the kind of enjoyable where you don't have anywhere particular to go. And you know, you can just go whatever pace that you want to go to.
Yeah.
So what is one of your favorite things that you're kind of looking forward to?
I always enjoy, I can't even think of what it's called, but the brewery is always a good time.
Oh yeah, the one that we don't actually drink at anymore, but they used to have, again, I have to correct myself, they probably still have good beer, we just don't partake in it, but they have a lot of really cool games, whether it's, you can play, I don't think they have skee ball, but they have, you can play beanbags there and stuff like that, but then they have video games, old school video games, and we just like to go there and eat a appetizer and play video games, and yeah, I love doing that.
Yeah, so that's always great. I mean, by far, my favorite thing, without a doubt, is just the beaches.
Yeah.
I mean, I could lay out on the beaches all day, night, whatever.
Yeah, so I think the main thing for us is we've really simplified that trip. I mean, when we go to John's Pass, it's really just for that one brewery, just because of the
pretty much
the video games.
We might just go walk around.
Right,
there,
we walk around just for fun.
We're just looking for something to do, but
right, but we kind of know that the food there is average because that's really all it has to be because it's touristy. But, you know, and you go for ice cream here and there because, yeah, you have to. It's just one of those things.
And I don't know how you feel about this, Tracy, but the one thing I've learned about it is just like, I kind of feel like the food on the entire island is always just mediocre.
Yeah, I would say you have to kind of know the deals. Otherwise, the kind of further you get is the better. And we've started to do delivery, and it's kind of been the sweet spot, honestly.
Yeah, and one of the things I'm looking forward to is that we one of the last few years, we discovered that little downtown in St. Petersburg that's just really cute and it has a vegetarian restaurant and stuff. And that's just a really nice area. And
yeah, it's and super I look cute forward, area. And especially the vegetarian.
That food was great.
Yeah.
And there's just a couple, I am pretty sure that just walking up there the few times we have so far, I've seen multiple places that like I would try to eat. So
yeah,
I think if we are looking to go out for food, we'll go down there and just see what some of those places are. Otherwise, you know, our simple meals work great for there.
Yeah. Again, we're pretty simple. Mm-hmm. So yeah. But I am looking forward to the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Hopefully the first, it's going to take about a week for us to catch a Saturday, but when we can, we'll hop down there because I really just like that, you know.
I have unfortunately been rather disappointed the last few times.
But it is fun just to pop over there to see.
Yeah.
You know, who knows, maybe this year it'll be a little bit bigger again.
Yeah, I think it's like, probably if you were like that opposed against going to it, I'd probably be like, okay,
right,
let's not go. But I would never say let's not go. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's getting to the point where it's kind of like, oh, I don't really know what I want to do here now. Because honestly, when you go to one of those for long enough, you realize how long the market or the vendors sit there. It is like,
isn't it amazing?
Yeah, there is like almost no new vendors ever there. And I'm like, wow. So
you know what, though? I wouldn't mind, because if we go the first Saturday, it'll be, have still about a week left. Maybe we'll get a good loaf of bread from someone. That could be really fun for
And there's always
something like that.
And there's always good. I mean, you're never going to be disappointed by the food there. You're just, sometimes you're going to walk around and be like, I don't really know what I want.
And you know what? Again, if we don't find any food there, then right after that, we can go to downtown St. Pete, go to that vegan restaurant. So it's not like it's going to be a full mess out, because then you're already
in that whole area where it happens is just kind of gorgeous too.
Yep. I love it. I really do like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, again, I think we've kind of throughout the years figured out what we like, what we've just kind of gotten over. You know, we used to do a pizza place down there and we're just like, don't really need to do that anymore. And, you know, we've just really simplified and, you know, we cook a lot of our own meals as well. And I think that keeps some costs down and just simplifies things as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
I will say, though, that over the years of Florida, I can look back and I think we've lost a couple things in there. Some things that we were doing that were really fun and we just stopped doing.
Like, you know, and we should look at that and kind of say, hey, are there some things that we used to do that we should bring back?
Yeah, like in the one thing that I'm thinking of off the top of my head is that the time we took the boat out to the island.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun, and I would be very content with doing something like that again.
Yeah.
So, but and I think we've been saying that for
we were talking about that last year, three years
or whatever. But
yeah, we should definitely. And I think they take that off from that one island that I was going to mention is becoming one of my favorites. We go to what is that, Fort DeSoto Island? Yeah, is that what it is?
Which and actually that's what we should do this year, is we should make sure we get to that island, because that's a super simple one.
Right.
And
yeah, so.
And we forgot about one, what I think is a pretty significant one, and we just completely forgot to mention it. And when I say it, you're going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot that one.
Have a couple things in mind that I'm thinking, but I'm not entirely sure. What are you going to say?
First watch.
You know, I was kind of wondering that. Yes, I was wondering if we were gonna go to that this year. Good.
Oh God, yes.
Oh, good. I hope so, because you know I have a drink that I'm wanting, and yes. Oh, good. I'm already salivating over this.
Yeah, and for anybody that's like, what are they talking about? There's a chain of breakfast restraurants, I guess.
Yeah, it's like a breakfast brunch, I believe.
Yeah, type place, and it's called First Watch. And at this point in time, it's probably everywhere except for Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I've never seen one in Wisconsin, but this place, if you see it, just go to it. It is freaking brilliant.
Yeah, it's really good. They have a lot of healthy options, which is awesome. And they have a few not a healthy option. So, hey,
yeah,
awesome too.
Like, they have you're going to look at it and it's going to be kind of like the hippie, I don't know what you want to call it, like type recipes. That's going to be a lot of the menu.
Oh, but it's so good.
But you can still get like the four, you know, like whatever, eggs and ham and bacon or whatever.
Yeah,
they do all that too. But it's just going to be really good.
I was really big on the quinoa bowl for a while, and then I got on the lemon ricotta pancakes, and now I'm like looking forward to lemon ricotta pancakes. Mm. So it's just whatever they do it well.
Yeah.
So just know that whatever you order, it's going to be good.
It's like whatever you order from that menu, just expect it to be twice as good as you would expect it to be, I guess. That's what I'm trying to say.
So I did think of one thing that I wasn't sure if maybe this was what you were going to mention is Boyd Hill Park.
Oh, yeah.
So we go there.
You know what? I totally meant to talk about. Is that what it's called? Boyd Hill?
Yeah, I believe so. And they have birds there that they rehabilitate. Some of them that they can't let back out and some of them that they will eventually let out. And so we go look at them and then we go for a hike. And usually we can see alligators. But I know last year we didn't see any because, they had a lot of it marked off. Actually, I think, was it last year because it was so dry that I think maybe they didn't want us to go so far because they were afraid?
We could go as far as we want. But there was that one thing. It was like the marsh or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they had that all closed off for some reason. I don't know why.
I think it might have been because it was dry and they were afraid that they were going to come up.
And that could be. I have no idea. So, but yeah.
I think that might be it. I'm not sure.
But that's one of those things where it's kind of, if you really think about it, it's kind of a dumb little thing in town.
It's dumb because it's pretty much the same every year, although sometimes the birds change because they have like different owls, different little birds. But I like that. I love seeing the birds because I love the little birds like that. But it's just interesting because really the alligator encounter does change every time, whether we see a large alligator, whether we see babies there. Last time it was closed off because it was like, okay, so what's going on here? So I guess it really is interesting. Just, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's a neat place, but it's just so simple, you know?
It's good like, for a little day's hike.
It's like they're 1,000 islands, but
kind of, yeah.
It really is. Like alligators and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So it's good for just a little day's walk.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And I don't think that would be, you know, as simple as that is, I don't think there would ever be a time where I wouldn't go there.
No.
You know?
Yeah. I really do enjoy it.
And as we talk about this, man, it thinks about because we have been discussing the possibility of maybe taking a couple of years off from Florida. In trying.
And now you're like, I don't know.
Dabbling, yeah. No, and then I'm like, man, do I want to give up not being able to do that? But you know what? I'd get over it because I'm not going to.
If we found a place that was well enough, I think.
I'm not going to, like, well, a great example. If we put Panajachel in as one of these rotating places, there's no way that I'm going to regret not being in Florida if I'm in Panajachel. It's just not possible.
That one year that we missed it because of COVID, you know, I thought it was going to be just detrimental, but whatever. You get over it because of
whatever. I mean, Florida's cool.
Yeah.
Panajachel's way cooler.
Right. You know, you fill it in with other life.
Mm-hmm.
You just do.
Mm-hmm.
So, as cool as things are, you move on. You know, the other things that we used to do in Florida, we moved it. Like, we kept certain things, but then we filled it in with other things as well. So, yeah. Wow. So, we seem to be pretty excited about a lot of the same things that We do a lot of the same things we do every year, but I'm kind of hoping that we can do find something new this year. I don't know
I'm looking. I'm hoping I can get somebody on our bike a little bit more this year because I would really like to.
I hope so too. I know last year was not a big one for some reason, but I'm hoping I can bike a little bit more this year.
But because another one of the things that might happen on this trip is we might have to move the place we stay. Mm-hmm. And if that happens, right. I wouldn't mind like taking a bike down to some of the other beaches and stuff and just kind of to, you know, like, is there a beaches vibe? Because.
Well, and we've biked down to different beaches before too when we biked.
But I never biked down to them really looking to see if like,
oh, right. You know. But so I know what I'm saying is I know I can do it. You know, I biked down to Reddington and whatnot for dinner. So.
And I'm just wondering if, because without a doubt, the beach we're on has the best beach in my opinion. Yeah. But that beach area, like, I feel like that has a very kiddie vibe.
Absolutely. I mean, it's called Treasure Island, and then they, at certain areas, they put up, you know, inflatables. Yeah. So.
But I mean, so I wonder if we've went and visited some of the other island or other, whatever, bay peninsulas or whatever, right. That if we would be like, well, you know what? Maybe this one's a lot better.
Maybe we'd like Reddington because I think that's the older person's beach.
No, I think more of a, we would want like the hipster vibe, man. So we could have like.
Is there a hipster beach?
I'm sure there is. You just gotta.
Oh, man, I so want that beach.
You know, and like maybe it would have a really good bagel shop and stuff on it, you know?
But yeah, actually now you have me wanting to do some research right after this to see if there is a hipster beach in.
I would imagine.
Clearwater, St. Beach, St. Pete.
You know, because that's.
That is.
Would you have ever think about it like in Panajachel? All the right, different islands? Right,
because they had them, yeah.
When we read up on them.
Right, because they said, this one's the hipster, this one's like the yoga, whatever spot.
But would you have ever put that together but without having read that?
A little bit, because the one definitely had a yoga type studio. I don't know. I think it was like a yoga and something else studio. Mm-hmm. So I could have gotten it. I don't know if I would have said right off the bat, but if somebody asked me, I would have said, oh yeah, okay, that's definitely the yoga one.
Yeah, but my point is that we've probably driven down these beaches like once or twice, mm-hmm. and there's not like, I've never been mindful of enough of them to really get their vibe.
Right.
I think I know Madura Beach has a better vibe. Like if you go down away from John's Pass,
yeah.
Madura Beach has a much better vibe.
Madura than has, I think Treasure I would say, Island is does. A slightly more chill vibe, like a more retiree vibe, maybe.
Mm. Yeah.
Or a more family vibe, but kind of mixed. And then ours has a more childish or family vibe. And then the reason I know Reddington, I think, is retirees because of the dude from Million Cups. I can't think of his name.
And I think Reddington is the one that we biked through it.
Yeah.
And there's really nothing but condos. Right. You know, like big skyscraper condo things. Right. There. You know, like there's very minimal beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then Clearwater is definitely spring break.
Yeah.
This we know.
And it might even be Clearwater, mm-hmm. would be the one that kind of most caters to the vibe I think I would be looking for. But I'm not staying on Clearwater because okay. that's just wretched, man.
So, okay, I was going to say, I can't do that, babe.
Even with the right vibe, the food's probably still not going to taste that good. So, but I would just be interested in learning the vibes of the island and, you know, seeing if.
Yeah.
There's one that would better match us because I think there would be.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're like going off track, so maybe we should wind their stuff.
I agree. So, well, we'll let you guys know if we find out an island or a beach that matches our vibe, and we'll keep you guys updated with more talks from Florida. Talk to you guys later.
See ya.